Good talk. We basically finished Siv Beis last week, which we didn't touch on something. I just want to revisit Siv Beis, the end of Siv Beis. Siv Beis, the Rambam's Chiddush, the Shulchan Aruch's Chiddush is that if you're not allowed to even call your friend by his name, if his name is the same as your father's name, so you can't call him Zicha Bafanov, that's across the board. And if Ilu Shloi Bafanov, you can't call him a name if it's a name which is unique, a Shem Pili, which is an acceptable name, not a common name. Not like Avram Yitzchak Yankov. If it's an uncommon name, you can't even refer to your friend if it's the same name as your father. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Goyin of Yitzchak Kanzayin says, where's the Makar? Where'd the Rambam get that halakha from? So the Goyin says that he's going like the Aruch. The Aruch says, Abaya, why was Abaya called Abaya? Abaya's uncle, the Aruch said, was Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. The famous rabbi is Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. And Abaya's name was also Nachmeni, where Rai Rava called him Nachmeni. So Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. So how did he become known as Abaya? Teretz is that Rabbi raised him. And instead of calling him Keseda Nachmeni, which is the same name as his father, he didn't want to refer to someone else as the same name as his father. So instead he called him Tatala, like his Tata. He's a Tatala. So he's an Abaya. He's a little Abaya. He's a little father. He's a Tatala. So he's called him Abaya. And that name stuck. He was known always as Abaya. I have a friend, a classmate of mine, whose name is also after his paternal grandfather. And his father forever calls him Tatala. And in fact, not only that, his friends also call him Tati. Yeah, no, that became the name. So the same thing here, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni used to always refer to him. Nachmeni was an unusual name, it's not a common name. So to refer to somebody else with a name that's uncommon, even though it's, you're not referring to your father, you're talking to someone else, but since it's an uncommon name, it has the same name as your father, you can't call him by that name, so you call him someone else. That's
father alive at the time?
Now, I have to assume his father was not alive, because Veraya, Nachmeni, Abaya, was named after the Zayda. Unless he was Svadim. Correct, yeah. So, Meseda. So, at least, in Stamah for a large chelik at the time, he wasn't alive, right? So that's what the Goyin says. Now, if you look in the Aruch, over there, the Aruch Grada, it's not like a Shmak, because the Aruch Lashon is, I don't know what the Pshad in the Lashon is, but his Lashon was, Lahavikari le kol shaita Nachmeni. He didn't want to call him all the time Nachmeni. If I say some of the time, you could call him Nachmeni, just that Rabbi didn't want to call him all of the time Nachmeni. I'm not sure what that means. If I could call some of the time, why can't I call all the time? So, Bechlal, I don't understand.
Because he was Rugel, that's it. Maybe Taka wants to write. So, what did the Rugel look like?
But then it's not a good writer to the Rambam, because Rambam says, of course, the board is no good.
So, it's the same exactly as
Aura. Yeah, okay, good. So the Shaila is like this. So now, given this, so the Olam asked last week, so Bazai, how do we name our children after our parents or grandparents or whatever? Let's say grandparents, fine, but how do people name their children after their parents? The Rambam holds Shulchan Aruch calls Afilu Shalai Bafanav.
They don't have the same stuff.
So, yeah, if the father's name is Avram Yitzchak Yankov, fine. Then the kid's name is Elyokim Getzel. Then what? Good, then you're stuck, right? Hashem Peli and Al name even Shulei Befanov. So what is the Eitzah? How do we do? Bishlam, if the name is a normal name, say that Shulei Befanov is fine. But if it's an unusual name, even Shulei Befanov should be a problem. Oh, so even a bigger problem. Yeah, good. And the Rambam was a Sardi, yeah, even a bigger problem. So the Sheila is Shalom, the Chuvah Sheila Shalom, Tinyon Reish Mem Gimel, he says like this. Is bothered by this kasha, and he says, first of all, the Drisha argues with the Rama. No. And the Shach brings him down, that the Drisha holds always one dagger less than the Rama. That if it's not a Shem Peli, then if it's a common name, then you're allowed to call him even in Bifneihav, even in front of your father. And if it's a Shem Peli, you can't call it in front of your father, but not in front of your father, you could call him. So, okay, that's very good. But the problem is the Shulchan Aruch Rambam is not like that. Good. Elam, are you going with that? So he says like this. He says, even the Shulchan Aruch who argues and holds that it's also Shalei Bafanov, Balach and Misa, he wants to say it's Mata. And what's his Svara? His Svara is because the whole word is that people are going to mistakenly think that you're referring to your father. They'll only make that mistake because when your father's alive, when your father's no longer alive, no one's going to think that you're calling your father. So Mamela, it's not a problem. So Lacha Misi, he knows that it's Mutta, even a Shem Peli is Mutta, even like the Rambam the Shulchan Aruch.
So you have to know the thing. Know if his father's alive.
But the person knows if his father.
No,
the person.
Other people make mistakes.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I guess. You know, well, one second. Well, let's back up. How do they know that that's the name of his father? Suffice it, they know the father. They'll know if he's alive or not.
Yeah.
Some pashas, it was even after Misasai. Lachay. That's a Tegel Bayan. Yes.
Well, did Shane tell you what he goes by or his actual name? I said he has a
killer.
Yes. And it's all Eli.
And that's all together. If he's always referred to as Eli, if the father, you're talking about the kid or the father?
Either way.
Right, so I'm saying, so the Paiskin altogether say that might be an Eitzah. It's not clear that if he's known by a certain nickname or abbreviation, and the so even though Grada has the same name, but if the father's always called Eli as a nickname and no one calls him Al-Yakan Gatson, this one you call Gagarato, so maybe that's Kufa Rai that you're not calling your father, because people call your father, call him Eli. So
they call father Eli, and then they call Eli, they want to call him Eli too.
Yeah, so that could be a brown. Yes, that could be a brown, because then people will make that mistake, 100%. Now, Levi says the Bach in Reish Mem Beis, and the Taz over there, and the Lecha Mishma in Talmud Torah, Perkei Halacha Hei, all are mavur that they hold, even Lecha Moisei Yitzatza, not like the Shei L'Shalom. So the bottom line is, back to the drawing board, so what's the Eitzah here? How are you allowed to name a kid? So then the Shei L'Shalom has another Svara, and he says, that what is this? This is all because of COVID, Moira, whatever, right? The Doylem said this well last week. It's a covet for the Nifta to have the name to be named after him. So that shouldn't be a problem. If you're calling, Rabba is calling Abaya, he's calling a friend and not his own kid, he's calling Nachmeni, he's somebody else. So then, you could, good, so now the Tashtag of Abaya, a problem. But if you're calling your own son, if you're naming your son after the Zayda, so every time you call him by his name, it's a zikaron for the Zayda. Faket, it's a schus, it's a covet for the Zayda. So that shouldn't be a problem. The problem is that it's not so geshmak, because the Aruch said that Abaya was Rabbi Bar Nachmeni's nephew. So Abaya was also named after the Zayda. God, it wasn't his son, it was his nephew named after the Zayda. But you have the same Svara. Why was he named after the Zayda? For a covet. So every time he would refer to his nephew, it should also be a covet for the Zayda.
Why not be relative to be covet? It means a permit to be covet.
Yeah, but only because I'm using the name L'chvoida. Yeah, if there would be somebody who's named after your father, you'd be able to call him by his name L'chvoida as a covet L'chvoida. Correct. That's L'chvoida what should come out. So it's a shtick of Bayah. That's why I mentioned to you last time, Rav Chaim Kanievsky never refers to his son, Avram Yeshaya, because it's named after the Rebbe, the Chazanish. The Sfaradim is even B'chayav. So they say the same teretz, this is covered, so you still have that eitzah. And then they say, faket, they're moichel, they want it. They ask you, do me a favor, name it after me. Sorry? Yeah, mechila works. Mechila works. And so meila, mechila works. In fact, I don't know if the problem here is like a Maris Ayin Shaila. I think the problem here is, I would say it on the deeper level, I don't know, but I would say is that because other people would think that you're referring to your father, then it is zilzul in the covet of your father. It's the marshal. I'll give you a dogma. It's not a good dogma, but I'll give you a dogma. Just like, you can't be Moiti Shem Shemaim Levatola. Now, I'm not referring to Hashem, but I want to use the name anyway. But that's faked. You're supposed to have yira towards the name. So to hear, there's an Indian supposed to have yira towards the name. And part of that yira is that you shouldn't use the name even for somebody else if someone could even think that you're referring to your father. So it's not the Maris Ayin problem. The problem is mitzad, the zilzul in the father. So if the father's Michael, then it would work.
And that thing's why we don't mean when he's dead.
Only when he's alive, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Lamashal, I'll give you another mashal. We have to move on. But the Ramo over here says that if it's a shem shiragilim, it's mutter likras achem shalai befanav. But befanav, it's not mutter. Not like the Drish. The Ramo holds that befanav, you now let him even call Avram if it's the same name as your father. The Chai Adam said already, Akshav makilim boy, and we refer to our friends, even if our friends are the same name as our father, we refer to them even in front of our father. And it's not a problem. Why? Mistama Aviv Meicha. Became the meaning that we don't keep this Ramah. And the reason why it's Mut, this Ramah, the reason why Mut is the parents aren't Makbet. They're Meicha. There's a built-in Mechila. So too, there's a built-in Mechila. To name your child after your father. That's a covet. That's Gufa covet. So it shouldn't be a problem. All right. Fine. So the Chayy, we're going to see later on in the Siman, the halachas, how a father-in-law's Chayy should be similar to a father.
The way they're saying, is they makum fumun, not the fumun?
If your father's makum, it's unbakum.
No, lacha maisa.
Lacha maisa, the Chayy is unbakum, because it's a covet to name after the father. No. So not to name him.
The
minig will make a stomach machila, and if I can, and it's a covet for the father, so father Pachas would want it.
Still have a problem with
Abaya. Yeah. So maybe then they didn't have this minute, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's still a baya, l'chayra. Still a baya, yeah. All right, let's move on. Siv Gimel. Arekin Meiroim. How wide does Meira go? We know what Meira is. How wide does Meira go? You know, they're sheer that, okay, ad kan, after that, I'm off the hook. Hayol haben lavish chamudais. If a child was wearing chamudais, very expensive, fancy clothing. V'yeshev b'reish ha'kal. And if mamish sitting in a mizrach v'ant ebonun, mamish in the middle of this asifa for who knows what. Thousands of people in there, they're mamish in city field, and the guy's sitting on the dais. Ubo ove v'imoy, and the father and mother come, v'koro v'godem, and tear his clothing, b'rabim, b'fnei am v'eda. The kua roisha and hits him over his head. The yarku befon him. They spit in his face. What's the din of Maria Machayev? Lo yachlim oisam. You should not insult them back or complain. Ela yishtoik. Keep your mouth shut. The yira min melech malchi amalokam shetiveo berkach. That's also part of Maria. We're going to discuss. We'll get to it. But what you see from here is that Vice Place, and where we learn that, we learn from Dhamma Menesina, because he did mamish this. And I guess to have the Gvura, to be able to control yourself, you have to mamish b'yirim in melech malchi ha-malachim shetzaveh b'kak. As Zayvai goes more, yes, you can't do that as well. Now, this is talking about the place can bring down, the Yom Shoshalim and others bring down. This is talking about la'acha ha-maisa. Dahainu, he already did it, and now, to complain or to insult the father, it's a jerk reaction, but where's your moira? You're not going to bring back your clothing, you're not going to undo the spit, and there's nothing he could undo. So, but let's say he didn't do it yet. The father's about to tear your clothing, so Yom Shoshalim says, Avadi Yabilada bin Meicha, to stop him from doing you a hezek. And if he's trying to hit you over the head, Avadi Yabilada block the punch, you know what I mean? Or do something to prevent you from being hit.
Why?
Because you're not mechuyev to be hit. You're not mechuyev to get hurt. That.
Maybe he
deserves it. Okay. So if he did.
He has a chiyuv to get hit.
That's what I'm saying. Now the Aruch HaShulchan also says it, but the way he says it, his nusach is, "Kishayachul lemoinim shaloi b'derek b'zayin v'shay." If you could do it without being mevaza your parent, then you're allowed to do it. Vaisaitz, if the only way you could do it is by embarrassing your parent, then you can't do it. It's a tickle of a pella, because from the Gemara has a case, Michel Ben Mutter. It's not sure that in Rishonim say it's Mutter Lachlimei also to protect yourself. Alright, but that's how the Aruch HaShulchan says it. The Ramo on Sif Ches Haskins a similar halacha. Over there, it's talking about where a father takes your arniki, your wallet of money, and throws it into the yam. So there, you're allowed to stop him from throwing it into the yam. If he threw it into the yam, then I'll be machlim. But before you threw it into the yam, Avadi, you're allowed to stop him from throwing your your wallet into the yam. And even though the Mechaba, that's Ramah, and even though the Mechaba, at least according to the Bach and others, argue, and they say you cannot stop him, you have to allow him to throw the money into the yam. And the reason is because, big deal, you'll be tevem to a dintari afterwards and get your money back. So how you allowed, what hetter do you have? You're not going to lose out anything anyway, so what hetter do you have to hurt him? Just tircha, taking him to a dintari or whatever it is, has to Bach, but I would say that over here he'd be moida. Because that's over there, his pride is, at the end of the day, you're going to have a loss. You get your money back. But if he hit you over the head to prevent you from doing hezik to your gufa, that you're not mechuyev to be soivel. So then you would be allowed to stop him to be moicha. Sorry? Right. Kari begadav, maybe not. That would be not machloikis machabra mo, correct? But at least. You mean he's doing it b'fnei amveidus? You have the busha. Well, mask him. So that busha, you'd be able to stop him. Mask him. So lokaya over here, lokuliyama should be moedi kesavan. Now the shakra that brings down over here, sivkandal brings down the ramah that you're allowed to be teveya bedin. So you know that which it says over here, sheisek, it means sheisek not to react to your parent, but if added later on, you're allowed to be teveya bedin. So what does the mechaba mean sheisek? Why can't I say anything? Since amudi arazim and nivava space. Over there he says it's because siyog lechach meshtika. So now let's say boo. You can't say anything at the time because if you're going to respond or react, it's lo yimolet. You're going to say something that won't be nice. And his lashon is he actually is knocking meklima uboiz the bereiv dvarim lo yechtal pesha. You're going to talk. You're going to insinuate, do something to insult your parent. Kevin to bid the riskahu. Since your mom is upset that he just insulted you and hurt you and ripped your clothing, so it's inevitable you're going to say something, and it's lechayer is going to be a raya shtika from the Dvarim Rabba like that as well. Dvarim Rabba brings down a maisa over here by Dom Ben Nisina, and all Dom Ben Nisina with lohaya oimola eladayoch imi. Okay, you did enough. He didn't respond at all. He didn't complain. He just said, okay, I can't, you don't have to do any more. And lechayer, what his kavana is to prevent her from doing more. Means for what she did already, Allah, he kept quiet. But Allah said he's afraid she's in, who knows what's the next thing. She already spit at him and ripped his clothing, hit him over the head. Who knows what else she's going to do to him. Okay, it's enough. I got my clap already. Adkan. So that you can do, but more than that you can't do. Yirma of it, because the whole Moira, you're right. We had last week's own, right? One of the Achronim wanted to bring a raya that there is really no Moira of it. The whole Moira is only Moira from Melech Malchim Lachim. Brings this taka, this raya. But Avadid is Moira from Ma'ova. Vaistois, that's not enough for you to halso. Teretz is Hashitiveoka. Be scared of a Gosh Broker that said that you have to have this Moira. Now, why is this Moira? Why isn't this keyboard? Why is this Moira? So, this is Moira because we're not talking about what the parent did to you. We're talking about the reaction. To insult them, to hurt them, to complain, that's Moira. If you're scared of them, you wouldn't complain to a melech, so you can't complain to a parent either, even though this parent insulted you as Mavayashi. So that's why it's Meir. And the problem is that in Sif Ches, the Ramah brings down a very similar story, a very similar case, and yet the Ramah says that's how Arhechen Kibbut goes. And the way it was there, over there talking about this case, where your parent takes your wallet, and kiss shel zuhuvim of your gold, and throws it into a yam, and there it says, lo yachlimim, lo yitzar bifneim, lo yichus kenegdom, eli yikabo, gzeis akosav v'yishtoik, and that's Myra, and that's Kibbut. So the shayla is, what's going on? Why is over there that's Kibbut? Throwing your wallet is Kibbut, and ripping your clothing and hitting you over your head is what's going on? Lechayr, both of them is that you now let her complain, and the complaining, lechayr, is Meir. So there's Atzmos Yosef in Kedusha Lamed Aleph and Med Aleph. He's Mavur Shtikal Achilik, and he says like this. He says, he brings a Taisa. Taisa says that Bechlal, you're not Mechuyv to be Mechabed your parent, unless your parent has Hanot Mimenu. I'm going to discuss it more Bariches. So he says, what was the Hanot that your parent had when she threw your wallet into the Yam? Teretz is, she was trying to instill fear on the Bnei Bayis to fear her. She was trying to engender fear, respect, whatever, engender respect in her kibbutz. So therefore she's gaining something by throwing your wallet away. Well, she's not doing a baltash, because she's gaining something from it. So since she's gaining something from it, so Mameli says that that's why it's kibbutz. Mashenkin over here, hitting you over the head, That's Bechlal nothing. He has no right to hit over the head. So after hitting Shabbai, he said that's why it's Bechlal Moira. And he's Medayik Nesmag, because when Nesmag brings this case, he leaves out ripping the clothing. It just says hitting over the head. So you see that hitting over the head is the Nekuda. So hitting over the head is Moira. And because that's no gain for a parent, so there's no covet involved. Mashen Kain throwing the wallet where that helps to instill fear, Memela, that's going to be covet. That's what he says. And I would like to...
Why isn't that still fear? Beating him up.
Oh, that's the problem. Why isn't this also considered... Maybe she's also trying to instill fear of the Bnei Bais, and that's why she's beating him up. Correct. So look at that. Why can't you have the same objective over here? I would have said... Oh, so that's a good. If it's Yeshu Bereisha Kol, the family is not there. It means over there, you want to instill fear of the other children. Look, right? The other children have to be around to absorb that fear, right? So here, who said? Here, the children aren't around. Lavdavka, we're talking about a different case. We're talking about the standing Bereisha Kol.
They'll hear about it.
Okay, you have to know if that's. Ain't Shemir Golda Maria. I mean, you see it and you instill. All right. What's a Bechlal? We've said later on, we just said that you're not mechuyev to be soivel. It means once it happened, you shouldn't object. But while it's happening, I've already have a right to block it, right? So a kokok, you're going to have to say that we're talking about a case that already happened. So because if it already happened, we're only dealing with not... Right, we're not dealing with what she did. We're dealing with the reaction, not to have the reaction and not to be machlan. And so if over here state that that's Moira, then over there not the reaction is also Moira. Elamai over there talking about where she did not yet throw the kiss into the yam, so we're talking about to object. So then look at that, that's the chilek then. Over there talking about Kaida Mamaisa, so it's objecting. So since she's having a ta'elis from it, you shouldn't object. Mashinger over here where it's Laika Maisa, only for the achloma. So for the achloma, that's the reaction that goes into Moira. It's not clear what's going on here. The parallel on the Resag, Mitzvah Sasei Tes, over there in Kuf Kimel Amid Beis, over there he says a whole different makshava, Gevaldik makshava. He says, Betzem, the reaction, Be'etzem, should be a chesaron of Moira and Kibud. If you're insulting them, not only are you breaching Moira, but you're also not being mechaber them. So it's also a problem of Kibud as well. So why is mechaber here choose to put on the Moira and over there Kibud? Why isn't this, our case, also Kibud? He says, Gevaldik. He says that, unless the person engenders his own respect, someone who's a shaita, there's no... Design, there's no covet for a shaita, right? If a person engenders their own respect, so then for that man, she has to be mechabit. A parent who goes, b'fnei am ve'eda, and goes and hits his kid and rips his clothing is a meshugana. Right? It's a shaita. In fact, the Medrash actually says, Taitza brings down, that the Medrash says that she was taka chesarei das. She was a shaita. She was not 100%. So, somebody who's a shaita, who doesn't engender his own covet, his own respect, then you don't have to respect that person. So he says, for that parent, you don't have mitzvah's covet. So you only have boyer. So Mamela, in our case, where she did something wild, so she lost the mitzvah of covet, you don't have to reckon covet with her, so it's only Moira over there, which only threw the wallet, one thing, but it wasn't with Nam Vedit, she didn't hit the kid and rip his clothing, so there'll be Bechal covet, so over there, past covet, not shaking over here, it's not covet, it's only considered Moira.
She's also a little nuts over there.
Over there, she might be, no, she's doing it to instill fear to the kids, no. Right? A regular parent who's not insane, right, and Avad, you'll have COVID and Moira, you can't respond and can't react. Ma, why did you do this? Ma, why did you throw my tchotchke out? I needed it. And yeah, 100%. Why did you change the schedule? I was relying on you to babysit. 100, whatever it is, yes, you cannot complain. You now let a complaint back to a parent for a parent's action. Correct. That's the answer. The answer is that even this is Bechal Moira. Because it's a davar she'ein lo yishir, like the Yerushalmi says. It's a davar she'ein lo yishir. It's
we would also make a chok if the kid did something to provoke this.
Right. So then it can't be, if he deserves it, then it can't, then she's not a shaita. All right. Now the problem is that in Devarim Rabbah, in Pasha Aleph, Ayis Tezvav, there, I'm going to read over, it says like this. Amr Bavo, Sholo Talmidev, it's Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Aizeo Kibir Aveim, what's COVID? Amlem Tzu Uru'u, go out and see, Ma'osa Domba Ben Nesina Ba'ashkalayim, Vayisa Imi Chaseres Das, his mother was crazy. And she hit him in front of his friends. So basically, the thing you're told in front of friends means you're crazy. And he didn't tell her, Ella Dayachimi. Now that's the Adkan the Medrash. And the Medrash is saying COVID. So this is the problem. Sigh against Rev Perlow, because here we're talking about COVID, and she was crazy, so that doesn't pass COVID. And Sigh, look, it's against Atzma Seitzavah as well. He said before that only clothing is Amos Beisai, and Mashen Kane hitting, for some reason, doesn't pass Amos Beisai. So if hitting doesn't pass Amos Beisai, so it's not Bechal COVID, it's only Bechal Moira, so why did the Medrash over here say this is Bechal Kibur? The problem is, it doesn't really stem unless you say the Medrash is Lavdavka, and it doesn't mean it's all COVID, it really means as the murder, a problem. All right, the Sairis. Yeah, okay, maybe you wanted the Lashem mitzvah. Which mitzvah you have to have in mind? Yeah, okay, El Mike have a mind. Whatever it is, that's what it should be, or both, whatever. Yeah. All right. No, it says if this is an underlying story. What? Yeah. Okay. Now the serious Chuvin Chelik Dalit, he has the Oris on Yeri Deo. But here he says, yes, Akasha. I, when they hit the kid, the Ivan Alav of Lo Yosef, and when they tore his clothing, the Ivan Alav of Baltashkis, and when they're not Oisem Maisa Amchi, not Mechuyev to be Mechaber apparent. So like that, so how did Mechaba bring this halacha down? So like that's not a problem, because Mechaba bring it down in Moira, and it's still also Levazaisam, even though they're Rishayim, like it says later on in Reish Memal of Sivav, it says it's Bechala Aramakla Aviv, and then over there it says Lahedi, even though the Rishayim, you still have an Aramakla Aviv, and if the Mechaba brings it down over here by Moira, Vaisais Moira also passes, just COVID doesn't pass. So Memel of him is a Gishmak, since the parent is an Avarian, Oiva Bal Yosef and his Oiva on Bal Tashkis. So Mamela, it's not Bechal COVID because you don't have a mitzvah lechabit apparent. It's only Bechal Meir because Meir you do have even by Yerosha, but COVID you don't have.
Why don't you have Bal Tashkis and the
Meisim Liyam? Why don't you have Bal Tashkis and the Meisim Liyam? She did it for a reason. I don't know. If you do it for a reason, it's not Bal Tashkis. You do it to still forget. You're doing it for a purpose.
The money
is having a great effect on, has a purpose. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, that is only busy.
And busy is Moira, and Yitzhara would be Kibbutz.
Right, so.
Okay, you have to know, maybe. Okay. Okay, so fuck yeah. So I want to go the other way. If this is the Cheshbon, so it comes out very geschmack. That why over here it says Moira not Kibbutz? I Domba Menesina with the Medrash. Teretz says Domba Menesina is a guy. And the guy doesn't have a patur if the father is not Oisem Meis Amcha. Yid has such a patura. God doesn't have the patura. And I'll say it better. The parent doesn't have an Isabal, Yosef, and Bal Tashkis. It's a goy. So the parent's not doing anything wrong. She's a goy. And the kid doesn't have a patura of Kibbutz because of goy. But Chalal, I'll be honest with you. The goy loved that come Mitzvah and Kibbutz Av altogether. Most Mashiach is in a Mitzvah. So it's not Mitzvah. So where are we learning? I was just learning out. I'm seeing how vite you go to be Mechabit a parent. So for a goy, it passed Kibbutz. But for a Yid, it doesn't pass Kibbutz because the parent is in Vayin. He's a Rosh. It doesn't pass Kibbutz. It's only Nechlab B'mayr. Everything we all geschmack. The measures are good, the Ramos good, the Mechab is good, all's good. The problem is that this whole Cheshbin doesn't work, because this only works in the Ramah. The Ramah says, you're not Mechiv to be Mechab or Ovev who's a Rasha. And then you can say, but Moira you do. But the Mechab paskins, and even on the Ovev Rasha, you're Mechiv to be Mechab. And here's we're going in the Mechab. So this is not an Eitzah for the Mechab. Like the Mechab, you should be Mechiv in Kibbutz. Kids, is it still go by? Yeah, I don't have a really good Eitzah here. What's going on? Why is this Bechlal Moira? Not Bechal Kovin, why over there is Bechal Kovin, not Bechal Moira? All right. If you're doing it for a purpose, there's no Baal Tashkis. If you did it for a purpose, again, he's nothing on that there's no purpose. You do it Bifnam Veid, you hit him over the head. Okay, good. Feed this pshat, then no, Sifches is only throwing the kiss, and he's not doing it in a way because he's doing it for a purpose.
Why also have
Moira? What?
Also have Moira?
Oh, but why don't you also have Moira? And Ekonami, maybe you'll also have Moira, but you have Kibbutz as well, so that's why it's said over Chaptan Kibbutz over there. And Ekonami, maybe you'll have both. Sorry?
Yeah, sorry?
Right, correct.
Yeah.
But that he's doing it to prevent future hefsa, which he has a right to do. Alright, let's move on to Siv Dalek. Alright, let's talk Kibbutz. Adkan Moira, now we're starting Kibbutz. Alright. Ezeu Kovid. What is Kovid? Again, this is Gemara. Ezeu Kovid. What's Kovid? So, I want to tie it. Means it's trying to bavon, like we said last week, to Charedim. Charedim won't say Kovid is, you have to have Kovid in your heart. That's what, look, maybe what the Makab is bavoning, because all bavoning. No, Ezeu Kovid is not in the heart. Kovid is machiloi, umashkeyu, maubish, umachasi. You clothe him to protect from the weather elements, or stamkisui, from tsnuyis, umachnis, umaitzi. You take him where he has to go. He has to go to a doctor visit, you have to have an appointment. You have to go to the store. You take him. You bring him. You bring him to shul. You machnas and moitzi. You tenenulei b'sev upon him yofes, and you provide for him with a smile. Shafilu machilu b'choyim petumis, because you should know that even if you machiloi petumis, stuffed, I don't know, chicken, stuffed meat, stuffed turkey, whatever, mamish, a delicacy, but the heroloi panim zayefes, but you do it with a sad face, with an upset face, ne'enash olav, the person will be punished. So it's b'chlau covered as well, to have a smile on your face as well, to give it b'sev panim yofes. And if not, ne'enash olav. Hagah, v'chein lehepach, I just want to run through the sift to get a feeling for this. V'chein lehepach, the other way around. Imatchen over b'rechayim, if you cause your father to take over your job and to work hard in the rechayim, v'kavanasa leteva, but your kavan is leteva k'deshi natal aviv midav kasha. There was a conscription. The melech wanted the father to work for the melech. And that's going to be very difficult and challenging. So what you do is you volunteer to take your father's place, but you say, "Tai, I can only do it if you take over my rechayim." The Gemara says this is gevaldik kovet, because you're being menatzel your father from yedava kosha yosim izeh umedaba piyusim alev aviv, and you explain to your father, you appease to your father why you're doing that. Umar loishikam menatzel yitayva atre yisratza avim, until your father's masking that he'd rather be toichin litchin berechayim rather than be conscripted to the king. Neichel oilam haba, you get oilam haba. It means vice days. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu. The bottom line is, are you helping your father? You're hurting your father. You're helping your father. You're doing it nicely and covered. It's gevaldik. You're saving from a harder job, gevaldik. If not, and you're giving him delicacies, but you're doing it disgracefully, you're not doing it nice, nena shalav, that's not. But you see both things. You think you could, the action could appear to be nice, but you're doing it grudgingly. You're doing it not nice. The oifin that you're doing is not nice. Memela, your nana, the person's nana, shalav. And here, faket, you're forcing your father to do slave labor, so to speak, to be toifim rechayim. But your kavan is a toifim, and it's helping your father. That's gevaldik kovid. You know, yichal oilam abo. Correct, you're notifying. No, but look at the Ruah Maisa, the Rasta Maisa, you see that he's imamish putting him to slave labor. They're right, because you're saving him something worse. Alright? It's Pashit. I don't know if it's Pashit. Not everything is Pashit. I'll explain to you anyway, because maybe COVID is fathers, they can't force your father anything. I'll give you a mashal. I was going to say it over, but once on that topic, Nebuch Yemach Shemam, the Germans, they did not barbaric, they did rishis. They're mamish rishis. So Nebuchadnezzar was a maestro that a person, Nachna Machama, went over to a Rav and wanted to know how he's supposed to do tshuva. And he was crying. What does tshuva does he have to do? He was in the camp together with his father, and they knew it was father and son, and they put the father in the gallows, in the, you know, on a noose, standing on the chair, and they commanded the kid to kick the chair away to kill the father. Maybe she was vicious. And the son, b'shum oifen, went to it. And the father was pleading with the son, please kill me. Please, because if not, they'll shoot you and kill me. So we'll lose both. And he was pleading with the son. And the son had this mental pain, mental mamish, tug of war. Should he kill his father or not? And at the end, he killed his father. And he wanted to tshuva. Now, is that a posture that he had the right to kill his father? Right?
It's not taking
the For here they're both going to die, and they're pointing out the person. No, but here, forget, both will be killed. The choice is both will be killed, or one will be killed. So there, and halacha could be the latter. We could have a hergish that a father is off limits, no matter what. The Torah says, but if your kavan is l'toiva, then it's fine. Vishamshenu, and I'm not asking what happened to that kid's too, basically. All right. Vishamshenu b'shar dvarim, and you should, these are just samplings of how to be mechaber a father, machilo, mashkeo, but really you have to do other things as well. Shamish, mashamish, rabbi. Whatever shamish, a servant, serves his master or his rebbe, the Rambam says both, eved and a rebbe, so too, that's what kibbutz fathers, kibbutz mechaev, you gotta do that as well. Now let's develop this. Let's get a better feeling for COVID, how vibe COVID goes. So first of all, there's a mechilta. Let's start with the mechilta. The mechilta, the Rebbe Yishmol and Parshas Yisrael, Yitzchaz, says, Kabbis Aviko Vesimecho, Shemei Ani Bedram. I would think that the Torah is referring to Bedram. You should talk respectfully and nicely, like Yaakov Avinu, no. Right now, like Yokomov, Kamavi, Tamaloy Mekabit is Hashem Meyonecho, we have Xeris Akosav, Vemeicho, Vemishta, Xeris Shavo, or Bixis Nakia. You see from the Mechuto that Kipshute Shomekra was Bedvarm. These things are learned out from Xeris Shavo. But Pshuta Shomekra is Dvarm. So it means Vaisaitz Yitzvotim Mechabit appearing with Dvarm as well. And the Sefer Charedim says that as well. He brings this Mechult and he says, Chayiv Lechavdam Bedibush Yidabalem Benachas Balosh and Racha V'Kovid V'Adnus K'medabel Melech. As if you would speak to a king, that's how you should speak to a parent. The exact same thing. That's Pshuta Shomekra, he says. And Megzei Shavalam do all these things. But Pshuta Shomekra is to be Medab. And the Mavun, the Rishonim, Meiri, Rabbeinu Yoin, and many Rishonim are all Mavur that you have a Chiv, a Dibur as well. Alright? It could be a Shtek of Bayad, there's a Mabit, and Beis Elokim, Agav. I want to know why you're mechuyev to go collect for a parent. You're not mechuyev to collect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have to do a mitzvah and you're on the money, you're not mechuyev to collect. And for a parent, if a parent needs something, you're mechuyev to collect. Why are you mechuyev more for a parent? The Yishami says, there's a chiv more in a child for a parent, for a kabbis avicha, than on for a kfayt shemayim. So he says like this, he says, it's a big chiddush, but he says, because the Gemara says it needed that a person has 20 ingredients, 5 the father gives, 5 the mother gives, and 10 the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives. And if you look through, all the gashmias ingredients, so to speak, comes from the parents. And the ruchni is the diba, makshava, seichel, bina, chokma, the ruchni is, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, you mechuyev to meitiv or akaris atayv to the parent the ingredients he gave you. Kivayok, I don't know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give you the gashmias, only the ruchnias. So memelef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't have to serve him back in the gashmias to use your guf to go collecting. Machanking for a parent, you do, because those are your parents' ingredients. I can the basic. Here's a maruch on it. I'm just being with something. That's the nekuda. So the chayyur should come out that for a parent, you don't have to do bedibur, because that chaylik came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But yet it's not like that. It's halacha avada yamuchuyev to be mechab your parents. Much like that also here. Right? Heron lon ponim zayefais, not, but rather the Rambam says medaba piyusim alevoviv. You're supposed to be nice to your father, mother. All right. The Charedim goes on and says the chlal kovid is ahava. You have to love your parent. And he says like this. He wants me medayke from a zayar. Kishani lats me. I looked up the zayar. The zayar wasn't talking about kibbutz aveim, and the zayar talks about more. He's supposed to love. The zayar says that person loves his parent more than himself. And he says you're supposed to give up all your assets, and that zichna bechal dechiyev. Pashas the zayar. I'm not sure if I understand the right from the zayar, but at least he says as far. He says that the medrash tanchum and the yishalmi say that kibbutz aveim is a gebaytam pirayin chayiv for what they did to you. They gave birth to you, they raised you, they put up with you, they got up for you in the middle of the night while you're crying and you're kvetching and everything you did. Now it's payback time. You got to be native dak. It's praying chayiv. So he says, when your parents did it to you, how did they do it to you? They did it with ava aza, with ava gemura. So if you have to have a praying chayiv, then you got to give it back the same way. If someone lends you money and lends you a nice bills, you can't give back foreign currency, not even though it has the value in it, no, you gotta give back the same way they give it to you. So if they gave it to you, then you gotta give it back. It's only right to pray and it should be ba'avaza. I don't know if anyone lends ba'avaza either, but yeah. Fine. Now I believe that the Charedim goes to Shitas, that the Charedim holds that you could have a chiv on your heart, like he said before, that you have kavanah salev, like we discussed last week. You have to actually be mechabit, feel covered, feel moira. We said it's lechayra, not like that. You don't actually have to feel the covered moira, you just have to do maisim, that vice covered moira. So at best, maybe you could say you have to do maisim, that vice ava, maybe. But to say that you have to have covered belave, that's a bit going a bit far. Maybe we discussed last week, after shleimus a mitzvah, hid the mitzvah. But to actually say yeah, the kol dechiv, that's a bit of a stretch. There's a tshuva to Rambam in Tav Mem Ches. He writes a tshuva to a ger. He's trying to be mechazek the ger and boy the ger. A long tshuva, beautiful tshuva, a masterpiece of a tshuva. You want to know how beinodon lachaveroi? You look at the Rambam; it's mamish gorgeous. But Toich Dvar, he says like this: Da shechoyve shechayavtonu hatoyr ala geirim gedoyil e the chayve that the Torah put on us to be mechabe game is gevaldik. Why? How do I know that's like the Rambam? Because ala ava ala aim nitztavinu bekoved umayra. We were commanded for koved umayra. For a parent, we were only commanded in koved umayra. Vala neviim, we were commanded lishmoylem manished. The efshon, it's possible sheyechabed odom. You could be mechabed a person v'yira v'yishma mimi she'eno evay. You can be mechabit the parent, even though you don't love the parent. And you can listen to the Navi, even though you don't love the Navi. The term was mechayv alev for a ger, after mezager. It's mashman the Rambam, that for a ger, you have a chiv ava belev, a mesura lelev. But for a parent, you don't have the ava mesura lelev. Maybe you have ava mesura b'maisa, you have to vise ava. But to actually love your parent, that, l'chari is... Sorry? After Rechuk Kamech, we also said it's only not believe. We also said it's not believe, only to vice. But here the Ram says, "Ketzokish le'avas hamokum, le'avas hamokum is believe. The male avas ager is believe as well." How did the Ram know? Punkt avas ager is believe, and after Rechuk Kamech is not believe. I don't know. I'm just telling you. Does Dr. Rama? But Zechariah is mashin the Ram that there's no chiv ava hamesur le'lev for avad v'imai. Now, it's kapshutai this halacha that you have to be machaber pay and get him food, drink, clothe him. Is all if the parent doesn't ask. Without a parent's bakasha. Because if a parent asks, we go into another shayla that maybe stam would be moirat. To defy a bakasha of a parent, a tziva of a parent, might be considered saises zvarat and felt in moira. This whole halacha the place can bring out is when the parent doesn't. If you know your father likes a coffee, get him that coffee. You know your parent needs something, get it to him. Give it to him. Make sure he's taken care of. Without a bakasha. With a bakasha, it's already moira. Without a bakasha, we're talking about. All right.
Better.
Then it's pasha. Then it's very. You don't have another chiddush. It's b'chal kibud. It's like anything. If a parent asks you to do stam or something, the parent doesn't want you to do something, you got to listen out smayra. Can't I know? Otherwise, so he says zvara.
If you have to ask to pass the food, you should give it to him.
Okay, you should do it right away. I'll cover it. Now, God, if your parent asks, then he became two mitzvahs. Yeah, but Kozman, you're delaying, then you're menei this mitzvah. You know, the shape of Avraham Avinu, they waited for the bris, the tzivoy, because it's an ainu mitzvah vayis. Then I hear you wait to become a mitzvah. But here, you're ready a mitzvah vayis. Every second, you're a mitzvah vayis.
Are you
becoming?
Wait until he asks, you are
becoming. If you knew that he wanted it, and you waited till he asked, you're even uncovered. I mean, you waited, you botched. Correct, but for that period of time that he wanted it and he did, the person botched. Now, what happens if the father wants something, he's machiloi, and he wants something that's not good for him. He wants something fatty and has a heart condition. Cholesterol is a killer for him. Cigarettes, excellent. He wants a cigarette and it's a killer. Now what do you do? Are you mechuyev to give it? So there's a sefer chasidim that says, so there's a maisa that someone was sick, and the reifi came and said, you now let her drink water, you'll be besakana, v'mteichu meichu ploini tiyah besakana benafshachol, and the father couldn't help it, he needs it, and he tells the kid, do me a favor, get me that coffee, he's addicted to caffeine, I need that coffee, I need that food, I need it. Zot the sefer chasidim and the father like too. The father said vimlav, and if you don't give it to me, if you listen to the doctor instead of me, I'll never be meichel, not in this world, not in that world. Zot the sefer chasidim al tihi choishish bedvarim. Do not listen to him. He's asking for a sakana. You do not listen to him. Now the chidah on the Sefer Chassidim, he has the Sefer Bris Eilim, and over here, Birkei Yosef, Sefer Kan Yud, he brings them from Marie Mochoy, who's Medaik in the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim is only talking about when it's a Sakana, Sakana is unfortunate. But something which is just not good for him, let's say, I don't know, he has, cigarettes is a killer. But let's say something is, he can't have wheat. What is it? Gluten. He has a gluten issues. And otherwise he's going to have cramps and whatever it is. And he wants wheat. So you're hurting him, but he's not going to die from it. So that... The Chidah says that that's fine. That's good. The Yachol... He starts off Rishayin and ends up Yishmalai. Whatever, it's like a steer's Lashayinis. So I'm not sure if you're allowed or you have a key of Lachayo, to the extent you're allowed, then Pasha, then you should be Machoyev. The Yad Shol, and many Achayinim argue and said not like that, that if something is bad for your father, you do not have to give it. And his Lashon Yad Shol is because, Kol She'ein Lav Hanov, a covet means there, Ein Machoyev Aben Lashmaya Yilav. And the Elyam Yes, what do you mean? He is having Hanov. For this minute, he's having Hanov. It's just tonight he's going to, is he going to mamish? You know, the father wants an extra portion of challah, and he knows he's going to be that Shabbos day. He's going to be can't help it, but he wants that extra portion. So what should he do? But right now he's getting enough. So what should he do? So they asked the shah to Rishon Mazalman. Rishon Mazalman said that you have to take the totality of things into equation. If the totality, the hefzid outweighs the revach, that's not covered. Covered is the father gains something from it. If he doesn't gain from it, that's not covered. Since he stands to lose more than he gains, the hezek is more than his anah, even though he thinks otherwise because he wants to anah, but you know, whatever, he's a boss of Adam, he can't hold himself back. That is, Rosh Hashanah says, he's not mechuyev. The Ber Moshe says it.
The son has to make that decision
then? But you see, he has to make that determination. It's tricky, yeah. Especially if the father says he's not being there's a light on the line there, yeah. The truth is, Ben Moshe, Chelek Aleph, dance with your Shaila. Simon Sama, Kaisud, father wants a cigarette, you give him a cigarette. And his svara is that the father, just like the father's now let me bazik himself, he's Shomel Choshma Nafshakam Oid. And he has no rishus to be choyva ba'atzmoi, so too you can't be mesayim to do a dvar aveira. But mainly passing, if the father wants a cigarette, you cannot give him the cigarette. Sorry? Yeah, and the kosher came today. The kosher, even a friend, the lachayra, even yourself. You should be able to take the cigarette out of the pocket for yourself, either. You're not be choyva ba'atzmoi. Good. But Rabbi Yosef, what?
You might say
true
by cigarette if you have one left. So you said,
they said one b'shem Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha said that one cigarette's not Eggville. He said, you know, with the surgery and well, with the oral problem. He says, if the roifei tells him, means he already has a condition, a lung condition, whatever, and tells him, for you, you're not allowed anything. You have to mamish be cold turkey. So then he says, yeah, then he came and gave him one cigarette. But for the Velt, the father wants one cigarette, that is not a problem. Now, had a story, to tell them what you think. I think it's partial. I'll tell you, I many years ago, it was in my old house, so let's say 15 years ago, my study's in the basement, and I hear my wife upstairs telling my kid that he should go downstairs to get something from me. So my jerk reaction is, I heard my wife, well, I have to make my son go down the steps and get it from me. I could just go up the steps. What do you need a kid to bother for? And then I caught myself, what do you mean? If I do that, I'm blowing the mitzvah kibbut avim. My son right now has the opportunity to do kibbut av, to listen to his mother. And if I do it myself, I'm stealing from him that mitzvah kibbut. I'm preventing him from doing that mitzvah. So I went and asked Rav Pamza Tal Tashayla. And Rambam heard the shayla. He liked the shayla. What? Yeah. What should you do? Okay, good. So I'll tell you all the Gaza's tshuva. Rambam Ian said that avada, you should let your kid come down to be mekayim the mitzkibir aveim, unless your wife needs it quick. It means if time is pressing, so that cheshbon of bein adam lechaver to your wife overrides the kibud av of your kid. Maybe if your wife just needs it, but she could wait an extra 10 seconds, let your kid do it. But if not, and forget, you should go ahead and do it. That's
adam. So anytime your wife has a kid, you get something, you should
not do it. Correct. Pass down the thing, and you might think you could pass it down to your wife. So then you should let your kid do it. And sometimes it's a jerk reaction. You want to do it. You're like, why not? And you got to hold yourself. Kavanah to let your kids do it. Oh, the kids have to have kavanah, otherwise they're not yet to the mitzvah.
You
still have a mitzvah. Chinuch, I don't know, mitzvah, all right.
It's your mitzvah. It's your mitzvah. It's big mitzvah.
Oh, chesed. Rambam didn't say that. I know. So he lechayis chayiv yudzuvim. He stole the mitzvah. Lechayra. Lechayra. Sorry. Could I tell my kid to pass it? I could tell my kid. Yeah. I mean, if I'm helping my kid be mekayim mitzvah aveim, we start off with that the brisker rav every time Lifshu was in the room, he said, "Yes, got to stir his tea." He didn't even stir. I'm not sure I understand the maisa, but he said to stir the tea anyway. He wanted to be mechabed with another mitzvah aveim. To be me'asha means. What I'm bringing out is kibud aveim is not just nogeh for a child, nogeh for a parent, how to deal with his children, how to give children opportunities to kibud aveim and allow them to do kibud aveim. All right, what about to live near your parents? Parents are getting older and now they need help. What should you do? The Gemara says in Megillah Tezayin Mebeis that Yaakov Avinu was nenesh all those years. Shalashim Eshes Aviv Chav Beishana. He was nenesh. What do you mean? 14 of those years, he was mitzvah to go there to get married to marry Rachel. Chav 7 and then added him up. So he needed another 7. But many tirutzim given to that child, $1 million kasha. Abad Asheik, he was nenesh for all those years that he wasn't next to. So you see that there's an inyan to be near your father, and if not, that's also a chesaron in kibud aveim. Sevilla Rosenberg was by me by Shabbos. Yes, what do you mean? Esav, he left Esav behind. Esav was doing a good job. What's the problem? Vaistois, that's not enough. Vaistois, first of all, two kids are probably better than one. Esav can't be there 24/7. He wanted to say as far that maybe if it's a chayv mutal on both kids, maybe you don't have the right to shirk to your son's ilay and give it to the brother. You have to take your share. It's a mitzvah chayuvis. All right, you have to know. The place can bring down that you have to stay by your parents. Say, chasidim, hold, even the mamish.
Went to darkest say here. He went back to say it. It wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, but he came back and forth. You mean, there was zika down time, you mean, right? Yeah, 100%, but he was. They both in a way. In fact, it's really even years further. Years that if you make a cheshbon, there's really 36 years, right? So Chazal say, what happened to those 14? 14 years don't count because he went shame v'eva. So he said, a pella de kazakh. Here you have Chazal come on, and they have an easier teretz. The 14 years don't count because those are the 14 years that he worked for Rachel, that he was mikayim mitzvah kibud aveim every second he was away. Because they told him to go. But he was so pushed by Chazal that his learning, he can't be punished while he's learning, that they have to be mighty the pashtas and say, no, that's not the 14 that he wasn't punished for. It was the 14 that was Tamin and Shein Ve'eva, and for these 14 he's going to be punished, even though Yitzchak and Rivka told him to go there. And then, how come? And now you need to read some of that. That was so pushed by them, by Chazal. Okay, but that state that you're supposed to be near your parents. All right. There's a different thread that Achrayim bring down that it's not just to help the parent. The etzim living near a parent is a covet for a parent that they have their children nearby. It's a covet for them that you're staying around. The Sefer Chasidim was mafis mamish to an extreme. I'm not saying this is la locha, but the Sefer Chasidim says that if a person cannot find anyone to marry unless he moves to another town and the parents say you should stay and help me, the kid is now allowed to move to another town. Pella. So first of all, we move before the parent needs us. So so why not now? Why don't you move back? Okay. So granted, there are many atayim in the achrayim. I'm just going to run through them quickly because I really want to finish this if. But there are many atayim in the achrayim. One is the tzayik panasa, the tzayik isha, not like the sefer kasidim for shalom bayis, the moshul. Let's say having the child in the house, having the parent in the house. Let's say they're sick, so you could send them to a nursing home. You could bring them into the house. Somebody should bring into the house. It's a mukavadik. Unless you're not medically equipped or whatever, it's not going to be as good condition or environment for the parent. But otherwise, you should bring the parent in the house. But if it's going to cause a shalom bayis issue, then you're not mukhoiv. If it's for Torah, if it's for your own health, if it's for chinuch, if you're going to have to move with your parents, there's not good yeshivas there. Or we're going to learn later on in the siman, if the parents are crazy and they fudder too much, then you won't be able to keep the mitzvah, so better stay away than to be there and blow the mitzvah. All right, the Ar Hatayim. When the shayla is lamaisa, go ask a shayla's chacham. Another thing. Let's run the mitzvah by Yosei, begufa Yosei mebeshlucha. The mashon kedush lamar alufam mebeis is moving like that. Ravimi made sure that he answered the door. He didn't allow his kids to answer the door. If his father was knocking the door, he ran to answer the door. He didn't allow his kids. And not only that, while he's going to the door, he says, "Ta, I'm coming, I'm coming." That the father shouldn't think 1 second that he's standing out in the cold, waiting. So he did it himself. That's why. So even though you could set up someone in a nursing home, but that's your shliach. Even if you pay for the nursing home, pray to mechitin. That's very nice, but it's not as much as if you do it yourself. There was a ma'isa shoya kachoya. Yidutika ma'isa became very popular. Rav Zubishtein peddled around this ma'isa, Gavaldika ma'isa. There was a story that there was a family of parents that were living in America, and they made aliyah. They had one son who was living in America, Gavir, and he had a mishpach already, so he stayed in America. Parents made aliyah too. He said, come to visit once, twice a year, come to visit the parents, you know, for a few days, spend time with the parents, Gavaldik. Good. They're getting older and they need help, and he's not there. They start to come on to a family, a Gavaldika family, a nice Yishalmi family next door, was so nice, and started to help them and go with them to shopping and buy food for them and bring them to doctor's appointments. Vakulu, vakulu. Got worse. They used to stay in the house for Shabbos Sudis, mamish, then in the mitzvot Sudis. They were mamish like kids. They were mamish adopted parents. They adopted these parents, kilo. You had adopted kids, they adopted parents. Mamish gavaldik. Via yoim, the parents were nifta. They opened up the will, and in the will, the parents gave Rav Rubam of the Yerusha to this wonderful neighbor family and sent a bone to their son in America. You know, Gavaldik. All right? You know, it's course. You know, mitzvah b'yaisim b'vishlukai. But some design. This is fremder, right? What was the problem? The problem was, is P.S., why was this Yishalmi family so nice and so given to his parents? Because this Gevir paid them to be nice to his parents. He knew his parents needed help, and he knew he couldn't be there for them. So he hired a family, and he paid tackling the mamish good shvera geld, that, and he never told his parents why, because if you tell the parents, then that minimizes the av and the kovet. Like now, the parents think they're loved by the mamish. The einiklich were like their einiklich. Even the einiklich were nice. I guess maybe they were also on the payroll, but they were nice and they were mamish. If you tell the parents, you blow it. You minimize the kovet. So to be shamer, to protect his parents' kovet, and that they should be wanted and feel loved, he mamish went zazayvai, never even told it. And now comes the din Torah, is the Yerusha b'toy sanad. Had the parents known that this Yishalmi were just hired workers, and the son is the one who did all this, not a million years before, they would give the money, at least not so much. Maybe they would send the family a bone, but they wouldn't give so much. So it's an anan sahadi to make it a matana b'toy. That was the din Torah. All right. Let's move on. Let's try to finish off here. Let's try to chop it right. The Machabe says, Nana Sholov. If you give up upon him, Zoya Vice, you're Nana Sholov. Why?
What do you mean? Is it
Nana Sholov is up. Yeah. So the shayla is achrenim klar shayla. I'm the achrenim klar shayla. This is the pshat that you mekayim kibud av reim, but at the same time you also not mekayim kilu. So you get the schus kibud, but at the same time the person will be nenash for the panim zayafos. Or if you give food with panim zayafos, then that's felt in covered, and mamela you don't want mekayim kibud av reim at all. They want to be medayik from Ben Yerukim. Ben Yerukim says shema achiloi betuv derech bizayin. If you feed them nicely, but it was derech bizayin, ain't that covered? That's not covered. Kilu, you lose out the, you don't even have the mitzvah at all, right? Here, the Shukunok just says, Nen, Shalom. But they want to say it's even more, not just Nen, you lost out the mitzvah, you don't even have the mitzvah. Alright, let's just run through it. It says, what are the other things? So the Tosefta says, "Lichrit leponav yadav raglav," to wash his face, his hands, his feet. And the Pesikta Dravkana also says to wash. And Medrash says the Hadibras Chav Gimel. The Tosefta is the Kedushin Perak Aleph. So the Lashon Tosefta is "Lichrit leponav yadav raglav." To be medayik in the Tosefta, to be reichet koguf or not? Why not? Why only ponav yadav raglav? Because it's halacha. Zayin, exactly. It's halacha. You now let it go together with a parent to a mikvah, to a base americhets. Mopar passes in two places. Here in Yorday, Reshman base of Tezayin, and Evan Ezra Chav Gimel Savav. You now let it go. It's a zayin to the parents. It's a brings to hero, whatever it is. Unless they need it, and the price can mutcher, because if they need it, maybe you should just hire someone else, because you shouldn't be doing it. So, therefore, since it's also lichotim aviv, b'shem mechaz nervosan, the Rambam says if the minig is that they went with trunks, with bathing suits, then it wasn't a problem, because the erva was covered. But if the erva is not covered, like bizmanenu, then it'll be a problem. So that's why maybe it's only pun of yadav raglav. Now, a kind of much of your parent kulila needs to be washed physically all the way. It's better to hire somebody else than to do it yourself. Because here you have the problem of the bezayin and the hirer. You have the hirer shabbos. You have that problem. The be a gross mitzayin to the gemara dharm lamachesim abeis. Over there it says that you fill a chavish or mayim. I'm not sure if it's for drinking or for washing purposes. Or lahadlik loyasaner. Let's say your parent comes, you bring him something to wash his hands. Or lahadlik loyasaner to light it. The mirror also says you should be chayv b'chol mini covered. He brings a mitzvah of tarf, and his mother didn't want to get her feet wet, so he put his hands down on the ground, and she stepped all over his feet, each step on his feet. Whatever is covered, that's what is called the mitzvah of kibud. Every single kibud, not just covered haguf, anos haguf, but covered of covered. That means you could do something to make your parent feel mechubid, naming a child, well, that's fine, but that's lacham b'yisai, or be mechabah b'sandar koyis, come visit the parent. The Gemara's Mavun Yuma in Zamir Beis that there's an inin to visit a parent. On Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go in water to visit your parent. It's not a problem. To call them Chach every day, they say the Maisa Chazanish that when his mother, B'Sif Yamel, moved to Bnei Brak, he used to go every single day to visit her. And it was walking, there was no cars, you know. He went, he schlepped by feet, he visited her every day, spent a half hour, an hour, every single day to be Mavaka. Anything. Whatever you could do, that's Bechal Kovit. Esav used to have special garments when he was Mechabit the parents. That's also Kovit. Alright, I just want to be Messiah with the Gevaldo Kekitza Shulchan Aruch. Now read you the words. After at the end of the Siman, he wants to know, after he went through the whole Siman of Kovit, he says like this, Mishu writes a Be'emes Lechabit Esav Evzimai. Someone who really wants to be Mechabit Esav Evzimai, what should he do? Yasek betayru v'maisim toivim shezehu ha-kovid ha-godu la-oveis sha'imrim ha-briyis, because then the briyis will say ashri la'av v'aim shegid loy ben kazah. That's the emes of kovid. The emes of kovid is to do toivim maisim toivim, and the derech pekudecha mitzvah la-megimah chelek ha-makshava hey says also that, but he says it's mitamas chus. The Kishon Shulchanoruch was saying, Pashit, people say, oh, Ashi Misha Gidloi. The Rebbe Kudaka says, then you're giving schusim to a parent, Shamitzin, Degas, Bokosman, Bokomokam, Afil Misha Inloi, Av, the aim, Kayadea, Toiro, Maisim, Toivim, Shadam, Oisik, Behen, Ma'achin, La'ov, Vimoi, Beganadin, you crown your parent in Ganadin, Omalin, Oisim, Medagala, Dagi, you make the parent go up and Aliyah. And Behemis, these two inyonim, the Ashrei Misha Gidloi Be'ilam Azeh, the Shem Tei Be'ilam Azeh, and the Schutz Be'ilam Abo, both are Mafush Azoya, and the Chukoyse Koftazavov and Mebeis. The both things, that the person should be raised with the Torah of Maizan Toivim for both Cheshbainis, Be'ilam Azeh, as the Shem Toiv, and Be'ilam Abo, as the Schutzim. Alright, Rabbi Sai, Agutavach.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.